Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on this Tuesday morning. Another nice day, big bright blue sky. Most of the province will see another very mild day for day one, by the way, of the Western Canadian Crop Production Show, which kicks off at Prairieland Park in Saskatoon. We'll have a great presence down there all week. I'll do the show live tomorrow and Thursday from our booth at Prairieland Park. The Green Zone there today. You can pop by and see Jamie and Locker after 2 o'clock. They will be doing their entire show live from the Crop Production Show as well. It's going to be a great week for visitors into Saskatoon and for this incredible show that always is a huge success, sold out once again this year in terms of exhibitors. Well, here's a story that garnered some conversation right when it happened, when council made this decision. You and I talked about it on the open lines portion of this show a little bit. I wanted to dig into this a little bit more just to understand, because at the end of last year, the city of Regina, through council, passed a new bylaw that opens the door for residential manufactured homes, or RTMs, to be placed in more areas across the city. Now, this change could make a big difference for people looking for affordable housing options. I wanted, though, to dig into this notion of manufactured homes versus mobile homes, because don't forget, the whole reason that this discussion became a discussion was in response to the Glen Elm Trailer Court. March of last year, there were mass evictions of tenants in the city's Glen Elm Trailer Court. And it wasn't long after that that the motion came forward to basically change the city's zoning bylaws to allow for manufactured homes. Under the city's zoning bylaw, by the way, a manufactured home defined as, this is a quote, transportable structure placed atop a permanent frame or chassis and is designed to be transported on wheels and chassis or by other means. That's the Canadian Standards Association definition. So, to help us start this conversation today, I'm happy to bring an industry expert to the show, a fellow by the name of Jason Moldenhauer. Jason is the general manager of Olympic RTMs based out of Pilot Butte, Saskatchewan. Obviously has been closely following these new rule and regulation changes. And I've got Jason joining me in studio today. Jason, thank you for giving us some time today.
Perfect. Thanks for the opportunity.
So maybe let's start with, because in the discussion we saw, the news stories that came out of this council decision, they kept referring to manufactured homes. Yet this was kind of in response to, as I said, the Glen Elm Trailer Court. What is the definition of a manufactured home?
Others, you know, there's a couple different ways you can look at it. You know, you have your old style modular or mobile home construction. Those are typically built in a factory assembly line type of construction where the our ready-to-move homes are built traditionally like a home that would be built on a foundation that you'd see typically in a new area, an infill area, following all the general construction rules that are required to follow the building codes.
So if we think of manufactured homes versus RTMs versus mobile homes or trailers, for lack of a better term, I mean, they're, I guess, different levels of finish, of professionalism, but they all still kind of fall under that same definition. Is that fair?
Yeah, they would all fall. You know, you have to follow certain CSA guidelines in order to build any one of the three, and they're required, you know, inspections and that. There, you know, there's different interior finish and exterior finishes that come with either one. Some will have like a metal on the exterior, like a mobile home. Some will have siding. Mm-hmm. A ready-to-move home like we do would have the option of siding, stucco in place. It really depends what the end user wants.
I've walked through your lot at Olympic in Pilot Butte, and I mean, the homes, I think the day I was there, there was over 20 homes on your lot. None of them looked like what I would consider a mobile home to be. I mean, these are beautifully constructed homes, but they just are done in a way that they could be transported to a different location and then put onto the permanent site. So give me a sense, Jason, of what this announcement by the city of Regina meant, and did it open doors for the RTM industry?
I think it will open doors in the future. I think we're still at the infancy stage of this and seeing how it's going to work with the city of Regina, logistics, trying to get it to site, and just trying to figure out the right path to get some of these into the community.
Jason Moldenhauer is my guest. He's the general manager of Olympic RTMs. You talked about getting it to the site. That's the big question. Like, if I think about, let's say I own a vacant lot in Eastview and I decide an RTM is something I would like to do. I mean, me deciding to do that is one thing, but what is required to be able to get a home onto a truck, essentially, and get it into position?
Yeah, so what happens is, you know, we have a moving company that will pick the home up from our site, transport it to site. Obviously, you know, light standards, trees, power lines need to be dealt with. So those are some of the things that we need to work with the city and the municipalities to try to get these into specific locations in the city of Regina and how we're going to get them in there, you know, blocking off streets and things like that for a short period of time to get them in would be required. And some of these homes, you know, they're 20 feet by 60 feet long or bigger, depending on the area and where they're going. So an infill lot, you could put these on, or even in new developments, you might have a little bit easier access to get some of these custom ones delivered to site. So
right. I mean, they can be a lot wider than 20 feet, though, right?
Correct. Like, I think we're not limited to, but, you know, the roadways limit you on how wide you can go. But these guys are moving grain elevators, so they can move homes that are 40, 45, 46 mm-hmm. feet wide. So by 60, 70, 80 feet long, it really depends what the end user is looking for.
It's crazy to think about that. One thing that was brought up when this discussion came up at council was they wanted to try and find another way in which to deal with affordability. Is there a fairly significant difference between the affordability of building a home on site versus an RTM? Can you explain that cost difference?
I would say there's going to be some cost savings building an RTM just because, you get rid of the dumping fees and the theft on site that happens at times, the travel of the trades to site since we're located in one location. So those would be some of the advantages. Build times, we can build on site. You don't have to disturb the actual site on where it's going, maybe, a month prior to us being there, getting the foundation in. So that kind of speeds up the process, may not need draws from the bank as much or as far out. So that'll be, there'll be some cost savings there as well.
Is there, I feel like we see a number of RTM companies in the province right now. Is there an increased need and desire for these types of homes? Are we seeing an increase in this business?
Rural Saskatchewan and outside of the major centers, there definitely is an increase in need just because the trades and the sub-trades out in rural Saskatchewan are not really, there's not many of them around anymore. So there is a need for homes to be shipped out to acreages, small towns, into major centers, into lake communities that maybe the builders and the sub-trades can't get there, and the travel time just delays the process of building, so we can kind of speed that process up a bit.
What about, so this change that's been made in Regina is basically opening this up to most, if not all, areas of the city for manufactured homes, some will refer to them as RTMs, to be able to be located or moved into the city. Are there restrictive pieces of whether it's bylaw or legislation that don't allow you into some communities? And I guess, was that the case in Regina prior to this change?
It kind of was the case. Like, well, there is jurisdictions that allow them currently to come in. It really depends on the town or city. Everyone's got different bylaws that they have to follow. So it really depends on the jurisdiction. Can we get him into Regina, and could we have in the past? Possibly, but we would have to jump through some hoops in order to do that prior to this bylaw being passed.
I mentioned I walked around your site in Pilot Butte before, but if someone is wanting to know more about your business, where can they find you online?
You can find us at www.olympicrtm.ca.
Okay, good stuff. Jason, I appreciate you popping by today. Thanks for giving us some time.
You're welcome.
Jason Moldenhauer is the general manager of Olympic RTMs in Pilot Butte. So this is the conversation that opened up when Regina City Council made the decision to allow manufactured homes across the city. These homes, and I've seen there's a number of companies in the province that do RTMs, homes that are built on one location and then transported to another. I've also been on site at Zach's, for example, who do some incredible homes as well. So there are a number of businesses in the province that will build homes and then move them, transport them, and drop them on your property. The fact that Regina City Council made the decision to allow manufactured homes to essentially be moved into all residential zones in the city is interesting, because right after the fact, when that decision was first made, I think what happened, we saw a lot of pushback from residents who said, look, I'm proud of the area I'm in. I'm also interested in property values, and I worry about, you know, taking a neighborhood and allowing trailers to be brought in there, because it was the Glen Elm Trailer Court that had been shut down in Regina that was really the incentive behind the motion to allow manufactured homes in all residential areas of the city. Now, what you just heard from Jason is something markedly different than moving in a trailer, a mobile home. I mean, these are large homes that for all intent and purposes could be put on a basement, and it would look no different than a home that was built at that exact location. So it depends, I guess, what you're talking about when you're talking about manufactured homes. Are you in favor of this? Do you think this is a good move? Do you support this decision by Regina City Council? Lots of people feel it helps with the affordability. Others are concerned about what this is going to look like long term. And I'm happy to hear your thoughts. 1-877-332-8255. The notion of opening up all zones in the city to allow manufactured homes to be brought in. Your thoughts when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. To the show, and thanks again, Jason Moldenhauer, who is the general manager of Olympic RTMs in Regina, joined the program right after the top of the hour. So RTMs really refer to ready to move manufactured homes. They're manufactured in one location and then can be moved to another location. They are affected by the bylaw change that was approved by Regina City Council that basically changed the zoning bylaws to allow for manufactured homes in all residential zones in the city. Now, where this, I think, becomes contentious for people, because if I look at the text line already, we are getting some texts on this, and this is the difference that is being drawn between a manufactured home, if you're talking about a mobile home that would fit the criteria in a trailer park, versus a manufactured RTM made by companies that in many cases are 2,500 square feet and are two-story and could be 45 feet wide. Like a fairly significant difference when we're talking about manufactured home. I noticed a text on the text line from Lou who said, you know, Evan, my very first home when I moved away from my parents and moved into the city was a trailer that I rented. I really view that as a good startup location or might be an affordability issue for someone who that is the type of home they can afford. I've made many moves in my life as I have changed jobs a few times and find myself now in a retirement community that I would not want to see mobile homes or trailers brought into the community. Lillian with a point here, making the point that many times if you're looking to resell your home, they will look at housing values in the area to help determine the price of your home. So if you are bringing in trailers, and she put that in quotes, what is that going to do to the value of my home? So it's a blurring of the lines between a manufactured home that is a full-size RTM versus a mobile home. And I think that's the way people are looking at this. I know there was a text here from Aaron who said, we had our 1,700 square foot bungalow with 12 foot vaulted ceilings, numerous verandas delivered to our acreage a decade ago before the garage was added on site. It worked great. You'd never think something like that was on the back of the truck. That's the thing. These mobile homes today are just so different than what you'd think an old mobile home would be. But I guess the difference will be in the type of home that it is. And I expect that a lot of people saw and recognized this change by Regina City Council as no big deal. However, I do expect that if we start to see people upset about mobile trailers, mobile homes being brought into areas, that's when you're going to see some neighborhood concerns brought up, I'm guessing. And this will become a bigger topic of conversation. Thank you to the people that have texted in. If you have thoughts on that, I'm more than happy to hear you. 1-877-332-8255. There were a few things we didn't get to on open lines. So my plan is to, after the bottom of the hour break, open the phone lines up again on a couple of different topics. And we can stay talking about this if you like. But Mark Carney has got another test in front of him that's actually happening as we speak. It's happening this morning. He is meeting with Coastal First Nations in BC. This is a meeting that he is taking before he jumps on the plane and flies over to China to have the meeting over there with the Chinese president. And of course, Premier Scott Moe will be with him on that. But this is going to be a test for me because we know Coastal First Nations have not been in favor of this pipeline. They have said they do not want oil tankers in the coastal waters off of BC. Well, Mark Carney, those that are avid supporters of Prime Minister Carney will say he's got a proven track record with negotiations. Well, let's see. Let's see how this goes. The federal government, we know they have the final say when it comes to the pipeline. They hold the hammer in this situation. Do we have faith that this meeting and subsequent meetings that the federal government has with Coastal First Nations will result in the approval and the actual shovels in the ground operational building of this pipeline? We'll go there when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
News for Saskatchewan Indian Gaming Authority.
When news breaks, it happens here. 980 CJME. News, talk, sports.
CJME News Time is 10:30. Good morning, I'm Kevin Martell. January warmth. We're set to have a high above zero again today and tomorrow in Regina, after Environment Canada told us 12 communities across Saskatchewan hit new marks for daytime highs yesterday. Environment Canada senior climatologist says Regina has only had one day below minus 30 so far this winter, when normally there would have already been six. Today, the Prime Minister takes off to China. Mark Carney leaves this afternoon. Premier Scott Moe will be there with him, trying to get China to remove or ease off tariffs on Canadian canola. The Western Canadian Crop Production Show begins today in Saskatoon, lasting until Thursday. A new TD Bank report finds two-thirds of Canadians surveyed online say they plan on reducing their spending. That's up from about half of Canadians just last year. And Singapore has the world's most powerful passport, enjoying visa-free access to 192 of the 227 countries and territories. Canada's tied for number 8 on the list with visa-free access to 181 destinations. CJME weather, it is another day of warmth, as you heard, plus 2 the high today. Mainly sunny to start. Before we shift to afternoon clouds, 50K wind gusts. Tonight, cloudy and minus 5. Tomorrow stays mainly cloudy and stays mild, the high of plus 3. Right now in Regina, mainly sunny, northwest wind at 22 and at 0. CJME News Time is 10:31. I'm Kevin Martell, and now the Real Ag Minute with Sean Haney.
It was later on last year that Regina City Council approved a motion that changed the city's zoning bylaws to allow for manufactured homes in all residential zones of the city. That statement to a lot of people could mean different things. When you're talking about manufactured homes, I just had Jason Moldenhauer on the show. He's the general manager of Olympic RTMs. They're based out of Pilot Butte. We have numerous companies in the province that are building ready-to-move homes. So they build them on one site and then move them to wherever the site is that they are going to be set up permanently. That sounds and looks a lot different than mobile homes or trailers, if you will, that would, for example, have been in the Glen Elm Trailer Court in Regina. That was shut down in the spring of last year. Through the summer, there was lots of frustration from people that had made their home in that area. And then the motion came from one of the councillors in Regina, and it ended up passing, to make changes to the zoning bylaws to allow for manufactured homes in all residential areas. And really, what I'm seeing on the text line is a lot of people drawing a distinction between an RTM-built manufactured home and what would maybe fall better under the definition of a trailer or a mobile home. Kirk in North Battleford said, I can't see an issue with an RTM popping up in a neighborhood. It's no different than any other cookie-cutter home being built on site. Sure, if it's a mobile home, I could see that maybe as an issue. Jeff with a text from Saskatoon here that said, you know, in our climate, it makes sense to allow pre-manufactured homes. They can be built better than a home built on site in the winter. The bigger problem in Saskatoon, at least, is the city allows builds of infill homes that are metal clad and don't fit with the architecture of the area and just cheaply built. They're put up quickly and they end up being ugly and an eyesore in the neighborhood. Josh in Saskatoon, RTMs are essentially a house built in a factory. If your appraiser could tell the difference, I would be very surprised. I have Lester in Ituna with a text that said, one huge issue I find with trailers is their diminishing mortgage terms. I don't know anything about this, but it says first owner 25 years, fine, but CMHC, who insures mortgages, say that that's it, 25-year life. Eventually, these units end up as rent-to-own because they don't qualify for mortgages, the units, not the prospective buyers. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. If you want to join the conversation, always happy to hear your thoughts as well. This whole notion of manufactured homes being allowed in all areas. Now, this is a decision that was made in the city of Regina. I am seeing a number of people who are in rural Saskatchewan who say, RTMs? Absolutely. In fact, I read the text earlier from, I believe it was Aaron that had said, told the story about moving. Aaron had sent a text, said that they had their 1,700 square foot bungalow with 12 foot vaulted ceilings moved onto their acreage. He then sends me a video of it being delivered and installed. I just quickly fast forwarded through the video. It is amazing to me watching with precision. You want to talk about a cool job. With precision, how they move this big home. There was a pre-built foundation and looks like basement that was built ready for this home. How they basically get it off of the truck, get it onto the foundation, and essentially slowly roll it into position. I've never seen it done, actually. So, Aaron, I appreciate you sending me the video. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. I actually got a call here I want to jump to before we move along. Rosie in Saskatoon, thanks for calling in. Your thoughts on this topic? We're chatting about manufactured homes being moved into neighborhoods.
Nothing wrong with that. They're far better than those cookie-cutter filing cabinet houses that the contractors are building now.
Filing cabinet. I've never heard it described that way.
Well, they are. I mean, they're tall and skinny and close together, and they're all just cheap houses.
Right. Well,
so I don't know why people would complain about the other type of houses getting put up. They're probably far better structure.
I appreciate the call on it. You know, it's sometimes it comes down to affordability and being able to purchase if this is your first home, whether it's one of those areas that has those, as Rosie was just talking about, those side-by-side kind of tall and thin houses that all tend to look the same. Maybe you're buying a duplex or one side of a duplex. I mean, it all comes down to what you can afford, what fits with your lifestyle, what fits with your budget. And that's why the City Council in Regina was hoping that this move to allow for manufactured homes in all residential zones in the city would be a good thing in terms of affordability. We will watch this unfold and see if this really does make a difference. Here's a text that says, Evan, a manufactured mobile home trailer is built to a certain standard. Greg's even got the number here, the standard. Inspections take place in the house and virtually require the same standards as an RTM. But most of the manufactured homes, either like the trailer he's talking about above, today are 20 feet wide by 60 to 80 feet long and have entrances on the long side of the home, so they look the same as a mobile home trailer. If it looks like a trailer, call it a trailer. So unless council is going to review the blueprints and grant approval to homes that fit the area, you're going to end up with trailer parks throughout the city. That's Greg and Esteban with his thought. Ken with a text here saying, it would be interesting to know if any homes in Glen Cairn were moved to other lots in Regina after the bylaw change. Would that be allowed? I mean, I think it would be. Based on what I know about the bylaw, I think it would be. Terry says, Evan, the difference between RTM homes nowadays and what used to be called a mobile home is now called a modular home. So it's a wording change. RTMs are totally made for rural areas. Try putting one in the Greens neighborhood of Regina and see if this will come to reality. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I don't know how. We were actually looking, we were thinking about building a new cabin at the lake, and we were looking at the possibility of an RTM. But the challenge is getting it there because it's a bit of a tight road. Although someone did suggest maybe you wait till the lake freezes over and take it on the ice. I don't know. You got a good insurance policy if that's what you're going to try. Chris from Donwell said, we used to move buildings. We had a couple hundred wooden 6x8 blocks. Seemed to me we had a name for each block. Awesome job with the right crew. Yeah, it was astounding to me to watch this video that Aaron shared on this RTM that he bought, moved to his acreage, and then moved onto the foundation. It's quite the knack. It's quite the specialized skill set there for sure. So we didn't get a chance on open lines to talk about this, but I'm curious to know your thoughts. Mark Carney is meeting with Coastal First Nation groups this morning before he flies to China for his meetings with the president of China. And the purpose of this meeting is to discuss natural resource development plan for the region and, of course, to talk about things like that new oil pipeline to the West Coast and a potential lift on the taker ban. We have heard from Coastal First Nations leadership. And keep in mind, by the way, when we talk about Coastal First Nations, this is not a single First Nation. This is, it's a kind of an entity, a group that represents Coastal First Nations. Many refer to it as a lobby group. And they have been quite outspoken saying that they will never underline that word, never consent to allowing oil tankers in coastal waters. They will never, underline that word, tolerate exemptions to an oil tanker ban that has existed for over 50 years. They say it's foundational to protecting the economy and their way of life. How good of a negotiator is Mark Carney? Will we see? We're going to hear from Coastal First Nations after this meeting takes place. They've set aside some time to speak with media. Will his proven track record of negotiations, a lot of people will say that's one of the things that Mark Carney, the staunch supporters of Mark Carney will say, he's a great negotiator. I hate to point out the fact that we haven't got a deal with the states yet. I just did. We'll see. Will he be able to successfully negotiate? Keep in mind, he's got the hammer. The federal government has the hammer. They have the final say. If you've got a nation-building project or a project that goes from province to province, so it crosses provincial boundaries, the federal government, they hold the cards. So he could just say it's getting built. They go ahead and start building it. Then you see protests and road blockages and all kinds of other things happening. Or you could try and negotiate your way. I mean, it's always interesting to me if there's a hard line saying we will never allow this, and then all of a sudden there's money on the table. Does the tune change? Curious to know your thoughts. Basically, we've gone back to some open lines here. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take our break. We'll be right back here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Lots of texts coming in on the text line on a couple of different topics. So I mentioned that Mark Carney is meeting with Coastal First Nations, BC Coastal First Nations. Then I tried to illustrate the fact that this isn't, in a sense, individual First Nation groups or First Nation communities meeting as a collective. I mean, this is an organized group. When we talk about Coastal First Nations, it's an organization that exists, but as an entity, they don't hold the same Indigenous rights that, for example, a First Nation would by themselves. So, you know, that's why I think a lot of people get frustrated with this notion of BC Coastal First Nations. Because it, for all intents and purposes, it's an advocacy group that is put together, and it's got some funding and there's structure in place there and all the rest of it. And people are pointing out that this group can say no to having oil tankers in the water on the BC coast. But if it meant that there was some funding that became vulnerable to various First Nations, would they still talk that way? And to me, that's part, this is where I'm going with the responsibility to the Prime Minister. I mean, the Prime Minister has talked about other projects like natural gas projects that have garnered a ton of support from BC First Nations. So to me, I don't think any one organization or group gets to pick and choose. This has to be what's for the good of the country. And if we need a pipeline, then we need a pipeline. And the Prime Minister should say that. I noticed someone taking me to task. I always love when I get a text like this, who's someone saying, basically, here it is, the text. There's no name on it. Surprise, surprise. So the fact that Trump doesn't want to negotiate, that means Carney's a poor negotiator. LMAO Bray. You spoken like a true MAGA man. I love it. In one day, I can be accused of being a liberal or being a true MAGA man. By the way, you spelt Bray wrong, for the record. 1-877-332-8255. The other topic we're talking about is this notion of manufactured homes. Still got lots of texts coming in on that. I've got Curtis on the line from Saskatoon. Curtis, your thoughts on this notion of manufactured homes being moved into neighborhoods in the city?
I think they're perfectly fine things to have. The mobile homes, on the other hand, I think they get a bit of a bum rap from governments and from insurance companies and from banks. Because if you have a 1970s mobile home sitting on your lot at the cabin, there are insurance companies that will just all of a sudden pull their insurance from you because your structure is too old, if you can believe that. You can move a 1945 or 30s farmhouse onto a lot at a lake and have no problem with getting insurance, but you do that with a mobile home, which could have been resided, insulated, a new roof put on it, and they will cancel your insurance because the structure's too old, in their opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've
seen
that.
They don't even look at the structure. They just cancel it
right.
for you.
I've seen that on the text line. Les from Ituna basically said the exact same thing, Curtis, that you're talking about. It becomes an insurance problem. You can't get house insurance, mortgage insurance.
Well, I think it's a problem with the insurance companies. What the heck are they doing? They encouraged me to stay with their company by, you know, okay, you have no claims, we're going to give you a discount. And we're going to stay with that company, and then all of a sudden they kick you out? No, I think insurance companies have got to get together and start playing ball a little more fair.
Mm-hmm. Well, this would be maybe a good conversation to bring to the program. Talk about housing insurance, and we could look at it from a bunch of different angles. We could bring an expert on, and you've given me a good idea, Curtis. Thanks so much for the call. Okay, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Still lots to talk about. We got some good, some positive, some exciting things to talk about, including a new development that is happening in the province when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.